Do you know why you're here? The doctor leans down, her hands folded over the chart in her lap. She asks me this, her hair stretched taut at the temples, her whole hairline sitting low on her forehead like a stitch. Yes, I answer, though I want so badly to give her a cheeky no. Because you tried to hurt yourself, she says anyway, as if I didn't know. I know. Okay. Is there something that's been happening that makes you feel this way? At home, at school, anything at all? I feel myself growing annoyed already because obviously, because I touch a wall and where doesn't it hurt? I know she wants me to give her something she can give to her boss to make them all go home like saviors tonight, a welfare call to child services, but I wouldn't give it to them, not this time and never again. I just get really angry with myself and with other people, which was true and not about my mother. What are the things that make you angry? I don't know, like when people say things about me or threaten me or when I don't get something in class. What aren't you getting and who is threatening you? I get everything but math and it makes me so mad. I feel so stupid. I start crying, but I can't really explain why, and I don't really want to this hospital psych whose job is to evaluate me into an inpatient or outpatient partner facility. You're not stupid, she says, and I roll my eyes because what the fuck does she know? What else is making you angry? I don't know. I can't explain it. I just get really angry at little stuff. It just builds up in me and I feel like I can't control it. Like it's in my throat and I can't breathe unless I scream or hit something. Do you hurt other people? She asks, her voice dropping slightly as if to hide that she's afraid of the answer. I don't answer her because I don't feel like it. I say, sometimes cutting helps, which is why I do that. Yes, you do that. When you do that, are you trying to kill yourself? Not always, I say, which is true. But is also the only answer if I want to be out of the hospital in under a week. You're doing it because you need to be seen then, yeah? I understand that. Sort of, I say, which is a lie. It was not about being seen at all. I could disappear for all I care. It's because seeing the blood makes me feel like I'm letting something out, and it helps me stop panicking. She puts her clipboard down in her lap and looks out through the small window of the hospital door. So it's for relief. That makes sense, too. The thing is, though, and immediately I know where this is about to go. Inside, I start to panic, realizing I shouldn't have said the thing about the blood. You could really hurt yourself, kiddo, and you could wind up doing something you can't undo. And there are people who really care about you. Plus, if you're also hurting other people, that can maybe get you in trouble. We want to make sure you're not hurting yourself or anyone else, right? So here's what I think. I think we should take a couple of days to keep talking and to monitor you while you're here and figure out if there's something we can do long-term to keep you from hurting. Because that's the goal here, huh? To stop you from hurting? I was 12, but this wasn't my first time at the rodeo, and I could understand each coded word. She was talking about a 2-week stay with a drug course and a possible diagnosis. I looked away but said, sure, to satisfy consent, so I could avoid the drama of being strapped to a gurney in the back of an ambulance. Good. There's a really great facility with kids just like you across the city with an available bed, but we're going to have to get you there tonight. I'm going to go talk to your mom. It's all moving so fast, but it always does. Usually I just get rolled upstairs to the psych ward for a couple days nap, but this time they weren't going to let me go. I can't decide if I want to freak out or go with the flow, but I know I don't want to be detained again, so I begin to snap at the rubber bands on my wrist, hoping the pain will distract me. My mother comes back in, and I can tell she's relieved. It's been a lot, all too much, in fact, and we could all use a breath. Mine would be medicated, and I'd grow an appreciation for blue plastic furniture and for losing my sense of time, but fine. They strap me to the gurney anyway, my warm tears absorbed by the coils at my temples, hands not free enough to dry them. We get there, my mother leaves, and I remember that my goal is to go home. Like a meditation, I float through the first few days mortified and determined, collecting whatever info I can about what the therapists and doctors needed to hear to believe that I had gotten better and could be let go.